Administrative Law Judge Jeffrey Bolt struck down the DNR's policy of not considering the cumulative effects of all high-capacity wells in a region before approving applications for new ones. The judge referred to research by UW-Stevens Point hydrologist George Kraft, who linked declines in water levels at nearby Pleasant Lake and Chafee Creek to existing wells. Kraft calls the ruling a victory for people who care about lakes and streams.
Any watershed could take a certain amount of groundwater pumping, but eventually there gets to be a critical point, like we have in the Central Sands, where all the pumping taken together is drying lakes and drying streams. Lakes and streams and groundwater are all connected, and we have to manage all those things together at the same time.
The ruling was praised by the environmental group Clean Wisconsin, but it is also being praised by Milk Source, the owner of the proposed Richfield Dairy, because the decision did not deny the permits for the two new wells, but only reduced the amount of groundwater that could be pumped from them. Milk Source Director of Public Affairs Bill Harkey is also calling the ruling a victory.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we can build the dairy, and if you remember back in the beginning, the signs were all stop the Richfield CAFO, stop the CAFO, and that was the mantra. So it is. The permit was basically completely upheld, and we're able to move forward with the dairy farm.
Harkey says Milk Source has to wrap up two projects in Michigan before it can begin making plans for the Richfield dairy property. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.